All right, so Craig Kimbrell did not get the memo in time that we needed him to end the ball game by 4:02 this afternoon.
He tried. He just lasered 194 on the corner, but the home plate ump was seeing no evil, hearing no evil, and speaking no evil.
Shout out to Matthew Lugo, who's the Angels' seven hitter right now. He just stood up there and looked at a 93 and a 94, pinpoint exact spot, back-to-back pitches over the outer half that just missed. Didn't offer at it at all. Didn't look like he even thought about it. I mean,
it's like, I can't hit that anyway, so I'm just take my chance at the ump.
I was going to say, he might be as ready to go home as anybody else is at the ballpark today, because anticipating like the umpire just giving him, giving Kimbrell and the Astros a slightly bit of a favorable call. Did not happen. The Angels do have runners on first and second. And two out with a full count to Matthew Lugo. Kimbrell on the mound, not a save situation, but it feels kind of like it is for Craig Kimbrell, who's not been in these situations very much over the course of the last year or so for a major league ball club anyway. So as soon as this ball game ends, we'll have an H-Town postgame show for you. Astros do lead 8-3. If I did not mention that, you can join the show, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. You can call or text to be a part of the show that is really called Area 45, but now...
Got him!
It is time for a...
Happy Recap!
Sports Radio 610 presents... H-Town Postgame with Bajani and Creighton.
After struggling with runners in scoring position all homestand until today, Altuve bids for a two-run home run. It's gone! Jose Altuve gives the Astros a five-run lead. It's now 8-3.
Todd Callis, Jeff Blum on the call, Space City Home Network. Astros just go final with an 8-3 victory over the Angels. They get the series split two apiece, and that's huge. I will explain further as to why that victory today is so important for what the Astros need to continue to do to remain in the baseball gods' good fortune. We'll do that. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to be a part of the show. Hell of a start today by Luis Garcia. We talked about him a little bit throughout the course of our show. Six innings in his first appearance of work this 2025 season, PC.
And a dub.
And a dub. 1-0. Six innings, three hits, three earned runs, no walks, six strikeouts, a 79-pitch day for Luis Garcia, who has not pitched in a Major League Baseball game in just about 2.5 years. Had 9 rehab appearances, 8 starts, 4 at the AAA level, ramping up for this opportunity today, and with a pretty darn good showing, PC. Now, if you're a baseball analytics nerd, and you do the whole StatCast thing, and you are worried about the velocity of XYZ pitches for Luis Garcia, well, maybe a little worrisome for you, because Luis Garcia was not throwing it up there 50 times today at 95 miles per hour, but he did, I think, top out at like 93.7 once. Living around 91, 92 on the fastball, good enough, effective enough, got outs, didn't walk dudes. And I would have to say, even though Craig Kimbrell gave up a couple of hits in a 9th inning PC and made this slightly bit more interesting than I would have liked, pretty damn good showing by the Astros bullpen today as well.
You know, they got quality. Look, every reliever gave up a hit at least, but nobody gave up runs. Caleb Ort came in, gave a hit, got 2 punch outs.
No walks.
No walks. Brian King pitched the 8th inning, gave up a hit, got a ground ball, no walks. Craig Kimbrell gave up 2 hits. It got a little dicey, but 2 strikeouts.
No walks.
And a ground ball. No walks. In fact, Astros pitching today, 0 walks. And that is a big freaking deal. You know, Garcia gave up 2 homers today. Both were Paradis porch cheapies. One of them literally got over the wall by the width of the baseball.
Yeah.
But outside of that, the Astros did not really find themselves in a lot of trouble. I mean, they handled their pitching was very good today. And the Astros today, not only they put up 8 runs on 12 hits, they garnered 5 walks, 5 stolen bases, as well as a couple of bombs today, one from Ramon Urias, one from Jose Altuve, who also doubled in this game. And the Astros, who were, I want to say, 5-for-42 with runners in scoring position.
Woof.
On this, in this series, 6-for-15 today as they pound out 8 runs.
Yeah, not too shabby, man. They are now 76-62 on the season, 42-30 at home. For the Astros, and look, also a big deal. I think this is probably one of their more complete baseball games that they've played here recently. And I'm talking about in the last few weeks that this offense has been sputtering. The defense at times hasn't been what you need it to be, what you expect it to be. No errors today. They made the plays, and then they made some extraordinary plays. You mentioned the stolen bases, right? And there was some good defensive work in the infield, particularly by Jeremy Pena, Carlos Correa on the left side, Ramon Urias playing second base today. He did the work both in the field and at the plate, got the Astros off on the right foot today in the second inning with a home run that put him up 1-0. He'd later in the game in the fourth inning have an RBI single. He was big today. Jose Altuve, who hadn't been swinging the bat the best here of late, had a dinger. You just heard that on the highlight. Todd Callis on the call. That was in the eighth inning. Had an RBI double in the third inning. Yordan Alvarez got in on the mix today, PC. And as scary as the opposition's pitchers have been when Yordan steps into the box, not giving him very many opportunities to hurt them, worked a walk today, but they pitched to him a little bit, and he knocked him around a bit.
And they regretted it.
Yeah. He had 2 hits and an RBI, including a run scored, and the last of which was an RBI single also in the eighth inning. At the time, that put the Astros up 6-3. Stroh's getting some insurance runs late, when it felt like they very much would need it, just evidenced by how they've squandered 2 really good outings already over the weekend in Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown, both giving you 6 quality innings only to have it be for naught. Now, granted, look, a lot of the blame point the fingers towards the Astros offense and inability to hit, whether men are, you know, in or not scoring position. Hasn't mattered. The Astros just haven't hit the ball worth a lick with any realm of consistency. This feels like an offensive explosion today. 8 runs. I don't care who it's against, but it was timely hitting. You mentioned the runners in scoring position numbers, 6-for-15. Love to see that. More opportunities hopefully coming as Yordan Alvarez, is getting some opportunities. Maybe he heats up. This should, without the shadow of a doubt, be the best version of Yordan that we see the final 24 ball games of this regular season now.
So many guys seem to break out. Look, we know that the Astros hit left-handed pitching very well. You know, such a right-hand dominant team. Jeremy Pena, who had been scuffling at the plate, 2-for-4, pair of doubles, stolen base, walk, rib, run. Pena's hitting 307. Yordan, we talked about, hey, they were crazy enough to throw strikes to Yordan Alvarez. Well, he went 2-for-4. He also walked, and he had a rib and a run. Jose Altuve was 2-for-4. He's been scuffling at the plate. 2-for-4, 2-run homer, also drew a walk. Ramon Urias, 2-for-4. He had a home run. Also had an RBI single. Cam Smith is 2-for-4. He scored twice. He stole 2 bases. Mm-hmm. He ripped a giant hole in his pants right under his ass.
Yeah.
You know, like there were a lot of guys who you just found the bat today. And like we were talking earlier about, you know, so many people, particularly here in our city who cover the teams, this isn't a major league lineup. This offense just really isn't that good. No, they've had games where they've struggled. But you can't look at a lineup that goes Pena, Yordan, Altuve, Correa, Walker, and say, those guys are bums.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Jeremy Pena, I know it feels like he's been struggling, but just looking at his game log the last 10 games, he's hit safely in 8 of his last 10 games, 5 multi-hit games over that stretch as well. His average has maintained during that entire stretch, 307. That's what he ends with today. He's been a very consistent part of the Astros lineup since he'd come back from the rib injury. I mean, boy, how much was he missed? Because, you know, with him out, you'd lost Isak Paredes at the time, and you're talking about two of the most consistent hitters for the Astros in that lineup. Not there. And no Yordan at the time. Guys were really having to pick up the slack, and it was tough go. And you get Yordan back. Pena's starting to get going a little bit. Christian Walker's been hitting the baseball better over the last month plus.
Look, every time...
It just didn't feel like it because nobody else has been doing anything.
Every time Altuve goes through one of those stretches where he doesn't hit real well, he then goes on and is, you know, you can't get him out for a month. So, you know, is Altuve due for another one of those stretches? Because if he's going to hit September and suddenly gets scorching hot, that bodes really well for this offense, which for many years has kind of gone the way Jose Altuve has gone.
Yeah.
He, no matter who is in the lineup, whether it's Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, George Springer, this team has always kind of gone along with, if Jose Altuve is hitting the ball, they're scoring a lot of runs.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the bottom of the order is producing, and today, bottom of the order, Yiner had a double and a run. Urias had a 2-for-4 day with a home run, drove in two. Cam Smith was 2-for-4, stole two bases and scored twice. Your 6, 7, 8 guys were responsible. They scored four times and they drove in two and they stole two bases. So the bottom of the lineup producing today, and when the guys at the top of the lineup have chances to drive in runs,
yeah,
this team usually scores a lot.
Feels like the old days, right? Like as in 3 months ago when the bottom of the order was like badass, maybe the best in baseball for the Astros.
And you know what? Dana Brown said earlier today, well, Jake Myers might be back for the series in Arlington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good pull there. You got the Yankees between now and then. Three with the Yankees, they'll come in to round out the 10-game homestand for the Astros. And then, boom, with that Arlington series, that's the first of three. They've got a 9-game road trip. And then just like that, PC, it's back home for Texas, the last series of the season against the Seattle Mariners. And then you got two series, and then, boom, there's your regular season. All that's going to happen in a very short amount of time.
There's only 24 games left in the season.
That's it. And you came in now. You have a 2.5-game lead in the AL West. The Mariners will play a little bit later on this evening. They're in Tampa to face a pretty good Tampa Bay Ray team. They've been playing some better baseball of late. The Rays
have won. Scrappy team.
They've won three straight games. The Mariners have been, you know, just treading water. They've won. They're 5-5, I think, in their last 10 games, the Mariners are. It would be something if the Rays could help the Astros out a little bit and get a dub tonight and push that margin to 3 going into play tomorrow for the Astros, which will welcome in the New York Yankees. 713-572-4610 if you want to be a part of the H-Town post-game show.
So right now, the Houston Astros are 3.5 back of the Detroit Tigers for the best record in baseball.
And the Tigers.
The Tigers took an L today.
Did. So that's
from the Metropolitans.
Is that updated for sure? 3.5 back?
That is updated. 3.5. Well, let's see. 76-62. Yeah, that should be updated.
Yeah, Tigers are 80-59 now.
So the Meows, they take an L. Also taking an L today, the White Walkers. White Walkers take an L today
in
Cincinnati, 5-4. So they have actually fallen a half a game behind the Meows.
Let's go. I like that, man. 713-572-4610 if you want to be a part of the show. To me, story of the day, there's no question about it. As much as the Astros offense has been reeling, you get 8 runs today. There's that. Cool. But Luis Garcia.
Garcia going 6 innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the story of the day. I like I said, I know he gave up the 2 cheapy home runs, and they were cheapies.
I didn't see the other
one. May not have been allegedly 360 feet into the Crawford boxes, so think like 2 rows up.
Yeah.
Remember they had the camera like way up high?
Oh, the one they lost. Yeah.
In reality, it was like 2 rows up.
Okay.
And pitches that likely would not have been homers and like nearly – probably like 27 out of the other parks. If this series was being played in Anaheim, they would not have gone out.
Well, I don't know. The one where the camera was jacking with us, that was Adele. It says 396 feet for him.
Oh, okay. So I thought it said 360.
The one that barely got over the wall, that's called 339 feet for some odd reason.
Gifted.
I feel if there were no seats behind the yellow stripe of the Crawford boxes, I feel like that ball would have just like fallen straight down. So whatever it is down the left field foul line, is it like 322 or 323?
I thought
something
it was like 330, but either way.
Yeah, 330. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, 330. I'd give it, what did they say, 339? Yeah, I'll give it 339.
They said 339. Now, look, he hit it like a laser. It's 105.5 with
the bat. I believe that.
But it was like a line drive that probably does not go out in 25 of 30 parks.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else is really cool about this whole damn series? I know you only got a split, but I find myself saying more times than not, is Mike Trout still playing baseball? Because he didn't kill you. He didn't kill you.
Historically, he doesn't hit the Astros.
I love that. I love that. But,
dude, Mike Trout's hitting 231 this year.
He is, but look at the on base. It's 361.
Oh, he walks. And when he does hit it, he hits it far, but Mike Trout's hitting 231.
Mm-hmm.
He's 34 years old.
Yeah, I just like that feeling.
Trout, 20 homers, 54 ribs, 231 average, 786 OPS. His career OPS is 978.
Yeah.
So even though you could say, all right, well, he's still somewhat productive, this would represent a massive fall off from Mike Trout. And if you consider how long his contract is, because remember, he signed a 12-year, $426.5 million deal.
Is he going to be getting paid longer than Bobby Bonilla?
I don't know if I don't know how much of his contract is deferred. But I'm going to tell you that he is due to make $37-plus million for the next 5 years.
And he's not a spring chicken anymore.
He's 34. He's 33. Well, he just turned 34. So this is technically his age 33 season.
Yeah.
But he is now currently 34 years old. And they've got 5 more years of Mike Trout. And if he's entering decline now, at least the last 3 years of that contract is probably going to be super sus.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've already had at least half this contract with him on the injured list.
Yeah, have fun with that, Anaheim from L.A. Coming up next, the Astros poised to win the division for a fifth straight year. But what does it look like? What is it going to look like for the next 24 ball games? We'll discuss next at Sports Radio 610.